Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Anuja Kumar. The headlines. Delhi fully geared to host G20 summit beginning tomorrow. World leaders start arriving for the event. US President Joe Biden leaves for India to attend G20 summit to hold talks with Prime Minister Narendra Modi. ISRO releases selfie and images of Earth and Moon taken by India's solar mission Aditya L1. Counting of votes begins for bipolls to 7 assembly seats spread over 6 states. India's Rohan Bopanna and his Australian partner Matthew Ebden enter men's doubles final of US Open tennis in New York. And now the news in detail. The national capital Delhi is fully geared to host the G20 summit beginning tomorrow. World leaders have started arriving for the event. Our correspondent has filed this report.
President of European Commission Ursula von der Leyen, European Council President Charles Michel, Secretary General of Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development OECD Matthias Cormann, Managing Director of International Monetary Fund IMF Kristalina Georgieva, Director General of World Trade Organization WTO Gozi Okonjo-Iweala, Minister of Economy of Mexico Raquel Sanchez have arrived in New Delhi to attend the G20 summit. Prime Minister of Mauritius, Pravind Jugnauth, and President of Nigeria, Bola Ahmed Tinubu, are in the city to participate in the summit. Union ministers and senior officials received them at the airport. The heads of delegation are being welcomed with traditional Indian folk dances and music. Several global leaders will reach New Delhi today for their participation in the two-day summit. Anupam Mishra, Akashvani News, Delhi.
During the gathering of the world's leading economies at the summit, several issues ranging from food and energy security to clean energy transition, climate change, and strengthening the capacity of multilateral development banks are likely to be advocated at length. More from our correspondent.
The group of 20 economies accounts for over 85% of global GDP and 75% of international trade, making the grouping the primary engine of global economic growth. India is leveraging its G20 presidency to establish itself as a global powerhouse, advocating for the hopes and aspirations of many developing nations. India expects to guide international cooperation to safeguard global stability and prosperity by advocating for the voice of the Global South and the inclusion of the African Union in the G20 forum. India's G20 presidency carries profound significance as it has opened several avenues for the country's economy, attracting investments, promoting startups and MSMEs, fostering innovation and deepening cultural ties. Bhupendra Singh, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Meanwhile, with logos, cutouts, flags, fountains, facade lights, murals and graffiti on the walls, statues, New Delhi has turned colourful from the airport, hotels, main venue to the NDMC area and other parts of the national capital. Even before the event, Bharat Mandapam, the main venue of the global event, has become a centre of attraction for people. Along with hosting the summit, several exhibitions, craft bazaar, cultural corridor, digital India experience zone in Bharat Mandapam is all set to give a mesmerizing experience to the delegates. US President Joe Biden has left for India to attend the G20 leaders' summit. He will hold talks with Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi. The White House said the US president will work with allies and partners to further strengthen the global economy. It said President Biden looks forward continuing to build on this progress on a range of global issues and reaffirming the US commitment to the G20 as the premier forum of economic cooperation. Celebrating the rich tapestry of the country's musical heritage, an ensemble of virtuoso instrumentalists bringing different styles of classical and contemporary music will perform for world leaders attending the G20 summit. The performance Bharat Vadya Darshanam, Musical Journey of India by the Gandharva Atodyam group will be showcased during the ceremonial dinner that will be hosted by President Draupadi Murmu in the honour of G20 leaders tomorrow. It will feature Indian classical musical instruments such as santoor, sarangi, jaltarang and shehnai, among others. Association of Southeast Asian Nations, ASEAN, and India have agreed to make concerted efforts to increase cooperation in food security, nutrition, food trade supply chain, cultivation of millets, and financing for climate-friendly technologies. This was agreed upon in the ASEAN-India Joint Leader Statement on Strengthening Food Security and Nutrition in Response to Crisis. The 20th ASEAN-India Summit was held in Jakarta, Indonesia. Member countries of ASEAN and India have expressed their commitment to exchange information on national policy frameworks, particularly for rice and other priority crop commodities, to enhance food security and nutrition. Acknowledging nutritional richness, climate resilience, health benefits, and ecological sustainability of millets, they also supported efforts for cultivation and harvesting of millets for ensuring global food security. ASEAN and India have also agreed to ensure unrestricted trade and flow of foodstuffs and other essential agricultural inputs, including fertilizers and pesticides. They also agreed to explore exports of food grains from public stocks on a government-to-government basis for humanitarian purposes in times of crisis. India's maiden mission to study the sun, Aditya L1, has taken images of itself as well as the Earth and the Moon from the highly elliptical orbit around the Earth, where it is currently present. The Indian Space Research Organization, or ISRO, released the selfie and the images by the Aditya L1, destined for the Sun-Earth L1 point. The video posted by the ISRO shows an image of a portion of the spacecraft captured by its onboard camera. It shows the visible emission line coronagraph that will study the solar corona. The video also showed the image of one hemisphere of Earth illuminated by sunlight, as well as a tiny white speck that the space agency pointed out to be the moon. The spacecraft is currently undergoing a series of maneuvers to raise its orbit as well as velocity till it can finally be slingshot towards the sun. Once injected into the path towards the sun, the spacecraft will take nearly 4 months to travel the 1.5 million kilometer distance to the L1 point that provides an unobstructed 24/7 view of the sun. Japan has launched a lunar lander aiming to become the fifth nation to achieve a soft landing on the moon's surface, following India's success in a similar mission last month. The Smart Lander for Investigating Moon was sent to space on an H-21 rocket. The launch was originally scheduled for the 26th of August, but was postponed 3 times due to bad weather. Smart Lander for Investigating Moon is taking a long route to the moon and is scheduled to make a landing in 4 to 5 months. This Smart Lander will then prepare for landing, orbiting the moon, before making a descent sometime between January and February next year. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts. Welcome back. Counting of votes has begun for bipolls to 7 assembly seats spread over 6 states. The counting began at 8 a.m. today at centers set up in the respective states. The 7 seats, Bageshwar in Uttarakhand, Ghosi in Uttar Pradesh, Puthupalli in Kerala, Dhupguri in West Bengal, Dumri in Jharkhand, and Boksanagar and Dhanpur in Tripura, went to polls on the last Tuesday. Minister of State for Personnel, Public Grievances and Pensions, Dr. Jitendra Singh, has said that over $1.8 billion worth assets have been recovered from economic offenders and fugitives in the last 4 years. He said the Prevention of Money Laundering Act has also helped in attaching the assets of offenders worth more than $12 billion since 2014. Mr. Singh said this while addressing the first ever International Day of Police Cooperation at the CBI headquarters in New Delhi. He said there has been a quantum jump in extradition of criminals and fugitives in recent years, especially after India hosted the 90th Interpol General Assembly in October 2022. The minister said 19 criminals and fugitives have been brought back to India so far this year. A memorandum of understanding has been signed between Gati Shakti Vishwavidyalaya, Vadodara, and Airbus in New Delhi in the presence of Union Minister of Railways, Ashwini Vaishnaw. Addressing the gathering, Mr. Vaishnaw said when Prime Minister Narendra Modi launched Gati Shakti Vishwavidyalaya, his vision was for the university to become the biggest source of talent for the entire transportation industry in the country and for the world. Speaking about the MOU, the railway minister said that we want the Gati Shakti Vishwavidyalaya to work closely with the industry. He added that the signing of MOU between the Airbus and Gati Shakti Vishwavidyalaya is the first step in this regard. He added that MOUs with 8 more large companies, including Alstom and Siemens, are in discussion stage. The India Meteorological Department, or IMD, has forecast that active monsoon conditions is likely to continue over North Peninsula, Central and adjoining East India during next 3 to 4 days. Heavy rainfall activity is likely over Odisha, Jharkhand, Bihar, Gangetic, West Bengal and Andaman and Nicobar Islands. The weather office has also forecast that heavy to very heavy rainfall is likely over West Madhya Pradesh, Maharashtra and Gujarat during next 3 days. IMD has predicted light to moderate rainfall with likelihood of severe thunderstorms in North Maharashtra, Gujarat and Madhya Pradesh for the next 3 days. It has also issued a yellow alert for today in Mumbai, Thane, Palghar, Raigarh, Ratnagiri, Dhule, Jalgaon and Nashik districts of Maharashtra. In a major breakthrough in the country's marine fisheries research, a team of scientists from the Central Marine Fisheries Research Institute in Kochi has decoded the entire genome of the Indian oil sardine, Sardinella longiceps, a widely consumed fish species. The decoded genome, which is 1.077 gigabase in size, contains 46,316 protein coding genes. The decoding was achieved through the next-generation sequencing technology by a group of researchers led by principal scientist Dr. Sandhya Sukumaran. CMFRI Director Dr. A. Gopalakrishnan said the decoded genome will be a valuable resource for understanding the biology, ecology and evolution of the oil sardine and could be used to improve management strategies for conservation and sustainable utilization. Hong Kong, which was battered by a super typhoon last week, faces the prospect of another day of disruptions caused by intense rain from a different storm. Schools will be suspended today, the government said in a statement, warning extreme weather conditions, which will last until at least noon. It called on employers to give priority to staff safety and adopt flexible work arrangements. The city's main bus operators suspended service due to safety concerns. On to sports. In US Open tennis, India's Rohan Bopanna and his Australian partner Matthew Ebden storm into the men's doubles final, defeating French pair of Nicolas Mahu and Pierre-Hugh Herbert 7-6-6-2 in New York last night. In another semi-final match, defending champion British-American pair of Joe Salisbury and Rajiv Ram defeated the pair of Croatia's Ivan Dodig and USA's Austin Krajicek 7-5-3-6-6-3. They will now face Matthew Ebden and Rohan Bopanna for the title clash. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Vaibhav Jyotsna Srivastava.
Thank you, Anuja. As the countdown begins for the two-day summit, Modi to set G20 meet in motion with bilateral talks with US President, meet with PMs of Mauritius and Bangladesh also likely today, writes the Asian Age. Future alliance, part of India's big G20 push, notes Hindustan Times. Modi stresses on ASEAN's centrality in Asia-Pacific at the Jakarta summit, states the Pioneer. The Tribune adds, at ASEAN meet, Modi seeks effective code of conduct for South China Sea. The Indian Express headline notes, Indore tops clean air survey among cities with million-plus people. After the success of two of its most crucial missions, ISRO eyes Gaganyaan mission by October, reports Hindustan Times. And finally, the Times of India cites, Stupa town Sanchi to soon be India's first solar city. And with that, it's back to you, Anuja.
Thank you, Vaibhav. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Delhi fully geared to host G20 summit beginning tomorrow. World leaders start arriving for the event. US President Joe Biden leaves for India to attend G20 summit to hold talks with Prime Minister Narendra Modi. ISRO releases selfie and images of Earth and Moon taken by India's solar mission Aditya L1. Counting of votes begins for bipolls to 7 assembly seats spread over 6 states. And India's Rohan Bopanna and his Australian partner Matthew Ebden enter men's doubles final of US Open tennis in New York. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.